knew I should never have read about Abraham, how he kept moving south. The Lord told him to go south, and that's what God told me to do, is go south. He didn't tell me how far south. Well, I want to thank y'all for all your the blessings that you've given us and been to us in Mexico, for your faithfulness to pray for us and your faithfulness to support us in the work there in Mexico for all of us missionaries. And Joe and I would like to thank you for taking care of us and being a part of the work. You are truly a part of the work, and we thank you for it. I just want to praise the Lord today that, you know, we're able to... I'm supposed to put it on? I won't move. Okay. No. You know, I just want to praise the Lord for all his traveling mercies that he's given us, and he does protect us, and the Lord does bless us in so many different ways. Lord blesses us. We had to come up without a vehicle this time. God blessed and gave us a way to get from Irapuato to San Luis, from San Luis to here, and from to Lakey, Texas, and now to here. So, and then Joe will have to go back and fix the vehicle. But he is gracious and full of mercy, as in it says in Lamentations 3:22, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness." He is new every morning, and his compassions never fail. And it has been such a blessing and to realize that even when we're not what we should be, his compassions, and he never fails, even when we fail. I just have had some thoughts on my mind. I've had several thoughts, so they're not going to really coincide with each other. Just, I thought, well, I guess this could be labeled as blessings in disguise. You know, I thought, because that's what's been coming to my mind lately, is just blessings in disguise. You know, sometimes we don't see them as blessings, but when they turn out to be, they really are blessings. God put them there for us to be a blessing for us, even though we didn't see it at the time we're going through it, or at the time that God has put it in front of us, and it turns out, hey, I needed that. After you've gone through it, I needed that. God put me through that for a blessing. And I have a couple here I want to mention like that. And the first one is in Matthew 19:29. "And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life." This first part that I was looking at, for his name's sake, if we forsake these things for his name's sake, you know, it doesn't seem like, you know, if we forsake all these things, that God will bless it. But God has truly blessed in the way that there are missionaries down there forsaking these things, and he is giving them fruits for their labors down there. There are families, you know, this is a big burden on my heart that, you know, I was forsaking my friends and my family in the States, and I really missed them. There was times when I just really missed my friends and family. There was times that I just thought, Lord, I really miss them. I want to see them today. I'd like to talk to someone, just call them up on the phone and say, hi, how you doing? But with no phone, you can't do that. So, God brought this verse to my memory about those that forsake. He blesses and has given us a family down there. 100-fold. He's given us family down there. There are Mexicans who are truly our family, who care for us and love us, and that we can love and care for them. And also in Mark 8:35, it says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." This is for, you know, the Lord. This isn't for Debbie. This isn't for us. This is for the Lord. And once we realize that he is the one that we should be close to, it's not so hard to be there. It's not so hard sometimes just to say, I can do it. I can go on with the Lord's strength, with his help. We've forsaken a few of these, but God has given us a spiritual family. And he's given us a big family in León. There's a big family there. There's a big family in Aguascalientes now. And now there's a couple in Irapuato. And it's beginning, but God is building his family down there. And that was, you know, that is one blessing to me that's in disguise, you know, that, that, you know, we've seen you forsake things, but yet God gives you more blessings. He takes you through these and you get blessings out of them. And then Proverbs 18, this is another thing that he has shown me, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17, I'm going to start at 27:17. Proverbs 27:17. I'm going to start with that first verse. It says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. We have friends that we work with. We work with friends. We rub each other sometimes. We sharpen each other. And nobody knows that better than Janice, Debbie, and I, that we tend to rub on each other. We do. I'm not going to say it's not the best, but we rub on each other. And God has just blessed the relationships more and more. This is a blessing in disguise. When a friend can come to you and tell you what you're doing wrong, what they see that you could do better, or how you can do something better. And you want to just say, well, but God breaks you down and brings you back and says, but this is what I said, you know. And if they show you the word, it can help. And then going back to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, it says, this is something that really hit me really hard. It just kind of clicked. You know, I've had a hard battle with this all my life, but it clicked. Verse 17 says, a friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times. At all times. It doesn't say when you just love each other and just think you both are just the best in the whole world. No. At all times. Even when they come to you and tell you something, a friend loveth at all times. They'll come to you and they'll talk to you and tell you, hey, this might be something that you need work on, you know, but you still need to love them. And the other, and vice versa, both, on both sides, love each other. And then verse 24 says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We have friends, physical friends, who love us and care for us, but we have a brother who loves us more. That is the Lord Jesus. He loves us more. He loves us more than any friend we could ever have. But he loves us more. And he's the one that pricks our heart with the word. And he's the one that tells us what we need to do. Even if he has to use another friend to come to us, he is the one that's telling us what needs to be done in our life. And it's just been a real blessing to have friends that care and love for one another. Friends, whether it's on the mission field, whether it's up here, whether it's in a faraway country, God uses each other. And he uses us to work with each other. And it's really been interesting year, but God does bless. And I thank him for all the blessings that he has given us. It's been friends who love each other. And I just want to praise the Lord for special friends and for the ability to be down there in Mexico and to preach his word.
Amen.